As we mentioned earlier, the release of Ai Weiwei comes on the eve of Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao's trip to Europe. European leaders have put a lot of pressure on China over Ai Weiwei's detention, and so had the United States government. Dan Blumenthal is a China expert at the American Enterprise Institute. So the release of Ai Weiwei, is this a case of China bowing to international pressure, both from the U.S. and Europe, or did China have a different motive, its own motive?
I think it had a lot to do with pressure from the United States and Europe, both governmental pressure as well as from civil society in both places.
And what gives you that impression? Because traditionally we see China as a place that does not respond well to public reprimand or private pressure.
China has a mixed record on public pressure. I think in this particular case, Ai Weiwei was such a prominent figure in the artistic world that when you have people like Salman Rushdie and others calling for his release, as well as diplomats in Europe and in the United States calling for his release, Chinese leaders and the Chinese people do not want to be seen as anything but a great responsible power that can sit alongside the West. So oftentimes public and private pressure does work.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then why do they even detain someone like Ai Weiwei in the first place? And why do they have so many thousands of detainees now?
Well, the first priority for the Chinese leadership is always domestic stability and tranquility. So the international reputation is always going to be secondary.
But hold the on reason, for 1 second. If they're so concerned about that, then did Ai Weiwei really represent that much of a threat that they were willing to risk international condemnation?
Apparently he touched a nerve, and particularly during the time he was saying things as the Arab Spring was unfolding and as the Chinese were cracking down on sophisticated means of protest within China. The threat perception among the Chinese elite is always difficult for us to discern.
So as you say, there's a lot of unknown here. But if international pressure worked this time, should the West increase pressure for China to release the other dissidents? Should it increase pressure on China to act according to the international community's will on North Korea and other major international issues?
Well, I think the simple answer is yes. The more complicated answer is how, when, and where. I think that before Wen Jiabao goes to Germany, for example, is a perfect time to put all sorts of pressure on China. He wanted to have a good trip. He didn't want to be embarrassed by questions about the holding of dissidents. So the answer is always yes, public pressure on human rights issues and abiding by international rules, particularly if it's a united front of Europe and the United States. That's the opinion that matters the most to Chinese elites in particular.
Is China, though, won out in this case because there's this very celebrated and prolific artist, Ai Weiwei, who, at least for now, as part of his release, is basically silenced?
I don't think in the longer term they have won out. I think that both their activities domestically and internally and their activities externally over the last 3 years have unmasked their particular type of leadership, and the rest of the region in particular, but also Europeans and Americans, are much, much more skeptical of Chinese intentions than they used to be.
All right. Thank you, Dan Blumenthal, who is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He also serves on the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, which reports to Congress. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you so much.